The Fort Myers-based commercial drone company Soaring Sky advertises their ability to contribute to breaking news and event coverage. But right now, that's not something WGCU or any other news organization can legally hire Soaring Skies or any other drone companies to do for us. WGCU's John Davis recently spoke with the executive director of the Radio Television Digital News Association, or RTDNA, Mike Cavender, to further explain the legalities and what that organization is doing to lobby the FAA on behalf of broadcasters.
Thank you so much for joining us. What are the current rules for news organizations regarding the use of drones?
Commercial use of drones is still, on a widespread basis, prohibited. Now, having said that, there are exemptions that can be granted by the FAA through a process for an individual news organization or company. Not many organizations have utilized it, but there are a few. And so as a result, there are a few legal drones operating under the auspices of news gathering organizations in the country.
Can you give me maybe an example of maybe a media organization being allowed to use a drone? Under what kind of conditions?
Basically, the exemption, which is filed under something called Section 333 of the FAA Modernization and Reform Act of 2012, there's a government title for you, once granted, essentially allows the drone to fly at a maximum altitude of 500 feet. It must be operated under what's called visual line of sight, meaning that the operator of the drone always needs to be able to see it physically. And finally, you cannot operate the drone over any persons who are not directly involved in the operation. So, for example, if you were planning to do an overhead crowd shot at an event, that would be prohibited.
Is there something specific that you're fighting for right now?
Yes. RTDNA has been involved in the whole drone concept and issue since the beginning. It's very, very important, not only as a news gathering tool and technology, it's very important to our members to ultimately be allowed to, under a specific set of rules and guidelines, to be able to operate drones commercially to supplement their news coverage. And the process continues. It's been a lengthy, sometimes onerous process, but ultimately we feel that commercial operation will be allowed through new regulations, hopefully sometime in 2016.
I know for years that, you know, television stations have been paying freelancers for video footage. Is that something that would currently be allowed in terms of drone use for news organizations now?
Interesting that you ask, because in May of this year, the head of the Unmanned Aircraft Integration Office issued a memorandum which essentially allows hobbyists — that's a different classification of a drone operator than a commercial operator — a hobbyist to fly his or her drone, to take video, and to make it available to a news organization, a television station, let's say. And the television station could use that footage without fear of repercussion. The issue really comes in whether or not the hobbyist was contracted to go shoot that footage and essentially receives compensation for it under a preset order for service, for example, from a news organization. That would make the endeavor a commercial operation, and that would be prohibited. But if he or she just makes the footage available to the station, and even if the station in return then says, "Okay, Joe drone operator, here's $100 for your trouble," that's okay, as long as it wasn't prearranged.
Do you see any particular advantageous uses for journalists using drones?
many news organizations have used helicopters. I mean, that's been their primary method of gathering aerial footage. However, there are a lot of places that a helicopter can't go safely that a drone certainly could, to say nothing of the far less expense involved in operating a drone than operating a full-fledged helicopter with a pilot and a photographer.
Why is it taking the Federal Aviation Administration so long to put these policies in place?
I think, as is often the case in government decisions, there are many different groups of stakeholders when it comes to drone operations. There are those of us on the commercial side. There are certainly, from the government standpoint, and concerns about safety and proper regulation so that the airspace remains safe for everyone who uses it. And when it comes to drones especially, and we've seen this become apparent in recent months, there are other groups of people who are very concerned about privacy considerations. Well, you send up a little drone and it's got a camera and who knows what it's taking pictures of, for example. And so there are concerns from groups that privacy situations be addressed. The process just takes a long time, and certainly it's taken longer than we had hoped, but we do think that 2016 we'll see a breakthrough, at least we hope. And, of course, the whole concept of state regulations, state legislative regulations, or even cities that want to impose their own regulations, add an entirely different layer or two or three.
Do you think it might improve people's interest in just what's happening in the news because it's more visually stimulating?
Absolutely, I do. Technologically speaking, with the cameras that can be mounted on a drone and the video that it can provide, it's some of the most stunning footage I have seen.
Mike Cavender is the executive director of RTDNA. That's the Radio Television Digital News Association. And in full disclosure, our news director, Amy Tardif, is the past chair of that organization and the chair of its foundation. Mike Cavender, it's been great speaking with you today. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I've enjoyed the opportunity.